Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Welcome back this week to another edition. This week, we're going to talk about mammograms and women's breast cancer. Mammograms obviously pushed very heavily by women's advocacy groups, some medical groups, and particularly radiologists. Even in the hands of experts, screening mammograms result in a significant number of false positive studies. These are, of course, those studies where the test detects a suspicious finding, but it actually ends up having nothing to do with a disease. Now, some expert groups have suggested engaging in shared decision-making, where we talk with women about the risks and benefits of screening so that they're prepared for false positives and false negatives. One risk is this issue of false positives. It plays heavily in this week's poem. Mark's going to take us on a journey to look at a study that asks the question, what are the effects of false positives on women's well-being? Mark?
Yeah, this was recently published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, and they looked at studies of psychological harm following these false positive mammograms. Overall, about 1 in 10 mammograms done in the U.S. are false positive, and women between the ages of 40 and 50 have an especially high rate of false positives. About half of them will have a false positive or a cancer scare. The researchers in this study looked at the existing research on psychological and behavioral effects of having a false positive. What does that do to a person? They found 23 studies with over 300,000 patients who got an initial routine mammogram and then had a false positive. The studies were mostly cohort studies, and what they did was they compared women who had a false positive with women who had a normal or negative result and did some psychological evaluation in those two groups. There were 9 studies of psychological distress, and they had mixed results. Some of the studies definitely showed more symptoms of distress in women who had a false positive. Others found no difference. 4 found significantly higher levels of anxiety related to breast cancer, but no increase in general anxiety or overall psychological harm. Several studies documented increased apprehension and intrusive thoughts about breast cancer after a cancer scare. Interestingly, women in the U.S. with false positives were, on average, more likely to return for a subsequent routine mammogram, while women in Canada were less likely to return. There was no difference in return rates in the European studies. The researchers didn't document whether the number of mammograms and biopsies is higher after a false positive or whether they eroded the confidence of women. So the bottom line is that some, but not all, studies found an increased level of psychological distress and breast cancer-related anxiety, but that it didn't seem to increase overall anxiety. It's interesting that there appears to be a cultural effect. Women from the U.S. were more likely to come back for a subsequent study. Women in Canada were less likely. So some women maybe lose confidence in the technology, while others see themselves at greater risk due to the cancer scare and therefore are more diligent about screening after.
It is interesting, the culture. I think my interpretation would be similar to yours. In the U.S., we tend to think, well, maybe they made a mistake. I better go back and get another one more frequently. In
yeah.
Canada, they say, boy, this technology really isn't very good. I'm going to go less frequently. The other point is that, you know, the male equivalent of this is prostate-specific antigen, where particularly in higher age groups, you have enormous numbers of false positives that lead to prostate biopsies. And still, men come in regularly asking, you know, are we going to get the annual PSA again?
Yep.
So it is, technology is something that, at least in our culture, people expect. They're willing, I guess, to pay the cost of false positives.
Yeah, it clearly there's some cultural elements to it. I think it's important, though. You know, the message for me is that if a patient has a false positive mammogram, that it's important that, you know, we reach out, follow up, make sure they understand the implications, that this doesn't mean they're at increased risk, that the technology isn't perfect. And, you know, I try to remember to warn women as they begin getting mammograms when they're in their early 40s, that they can expect a pretty good chance of having a false positive at some point along the way, and that doesn't mean they have cancer, but that you know, it is something they're going to have to deal with.
Thanks, Mark, for your wisdom this week. We'll talk with you again next week. Have a good one.
All right, take care.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.